106 Jack FM, Hertfordshire. News.
We need to go to County Hall. We need to make the councillors realise that this is not just a one-off. We're actually going to keep going and keep fighting.
I think this is the right environmental solution for Hertfordshire's waste.
There is no solution to this apart from not building an incinerator here.
3, 2, 1.
Plans to build an incinerator in Hatfield have outraged a mother whose child attends Southfield School nearby. Dawn Hunt's son is a pupil at the school for children with special needs, and she has fears of what effects the plant could have on them. Campaigners are fighting proposals for the facility on New Barnfield, and Dawn says other parents are behind them. She's been telling Jack FM who benefits from the school.
It deals with children with disabilities like Down syndrome, ADHD, autism, just array of disabilities, to where the children can still go into school but learn, but in a different way to mainstream school.
500 jet black balloons have been released over Hatfield by campaigners concerned about a planned waste incinerator at New Barnfield.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hatfield Against Incineration marched to the town centre at the weekend, where protesters were addressed by local politicians, including MP Grant Shapps. Campaigners say they're worried about the environmental impact of the plant being proposed by Veolia and Hertfordshire County Council. One of the organisers and local Labour councillor for South Hatfield, Kieran Thorpe, was there.
This is the biggest thing that Hatfield's seen in decades, and if they're not listening to us beforehand, they have to now. People are angry, they don't want this in their town, but not only that, they don't want to dump it on some other poor town. They want Hertfordshire County Council to think again and just come up with an alternative to incineration, of which, of course, there are many.
See photos and hear interviews from the rally on our website at 106jack.com.
106 Jack FM, Hertfordshire. News.
Confirmed plans to build a waste incinerator in South Hatfield are causing some residents to worry. Well, this week, we're investigating the arguments for and against the site. Jack FM's Sophie Calvert has this special report.
Campaigners say that the levels of traffic and pollution will increase and that the local school for children with special needs could also be affected. There are also worries about wildlife and what will happen to the Resources Library, which is on the New Barnfield site. Silas Manhood lives in Far End, opposite where the incinerator will be built.
We've got, you know, big concerns about not only the noise and the pollution that comes from the traffic, but also, you know, what comes out of the chimney. I think with a long-term view, some of the toxins that come out of incinerator chimneys could be potentially very harmful, and we're extremely unhappy about that, and I know my daughter is actually quite stressed herself.
One of his neighbours, Dick Grange, also has concerns.
They're putting out a contract for 25 years. They say that what they're going to burn is going to be safe. They don't know what we're going to be putting into our rubbish in 25 years' time. Since I don't know what's going to go in there, I feel that they cannot possibly say that it's going to be safe.
You can hear Sophie's report again on our website at 106jack.com.
Campaigners say they're rallying together for a noisy but peaceful protest outside to show their fierce opposition. Project manager for the development, Andy Milstead, says incineration is the right method.
I think this is the right environmental solution for Hertfordshire's waste. At the moment, Hertfordshire's managing to do curbside recycling for something like 48, getting on towards 50% recycling. Half of the waste is still have to be disposed of.
In other news, well, in Hatfield Borough Council have been responding to concerns about controversial plans for a waste incinerator in Hatfield, which has split the Conservatives.
People of South Hatfield are really understandably concerned, and so are we. We want to be consulted, and we're still being kept a little bit in the dark.
That's Councillor Colin Couch, who's Executive Member for Environment and Communications. He believes that with recycling increasing in Hertfordshire, the energy for waste plant won't be needed. The proposals are for the facility to be built at New Barnfield, and Colin says they have some objections.
What we would do is object to it on planning grounds, and we would deal with things like the traffic. I mean, one worries about where all the lorries are coming from. At the moment, everyone says, oh, they use the A1M, which is very convenient. But if you're coming from the south of the borough, you're going to be coming on the A1000, which is a single road going through quiet villages.
The Wellin Hatfield Labour Party have been responding to plans to build a waste incinerator in the borough. Harts County Council and Veolia are proposing an energy from waste plant to be built on New Barnfield in South Hatfield. Ben Yetz is a youth officer with the Labour Party. He has concerns for what is already on the site.